Dr. Pinsky dictating Amal Aimi on Kenan, K-E-E-N-A-N, Fuqua, F-U-Q-U-A. Kenan Fuqua is a 49-year-old male who reports injured his left shoulder at work in September 2019 when moving a bed. Paired, he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff that was repaired surgically. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. Period. It is my understanding that he has provided incorrect dates as to the alleged event. Period. The file evidently showed he was not working on the date of the incident, which he reported on 9/20/19, nor on the second date he reported of 9/13/2019. Apparently, he also was performing a function, allegedly performing a function that would not be completed by his job position. Period. New paragraph. Per the medical records supplied, he was seen by Dr. Patel on 9/25/18, continuing to have some left shoulder pain, status post PPM implantation. Paired and bold this was obviously before the subject event of 9/11/19. He was doing well from a general cardiology standpoint. Paired, he had been compliant with his Eliquis and Tikosyn, T-I-K-O-S-Y-N, as well as metoprolol, Lipitor, and amlodipine. Period. History was remarkable for atrial fibrillation and unspecified sleep apnea. Period. On this occasion, he was diagnosed with Tachy-Brady syndrome, status post dual chamber pacemaker implantation. Period. He was to continue medications and follow up in the next few months. Pretty did have cardiology follow up with Dr. Andriulli, A-N-D-R-I-U-L-L-I, on 10/16/18. Period. He actually was the cardiologist at the 9/25/18 visit as well. Period. Mr. Fuqua continued to see his cardiologist over the next few months. Period. On 1/29/19, they were going to use Lyrica for possible neuropathic pain by his PPM, as there was no evidence for pocket infection. Period. Cardiology follow-up continued through 2/11/20. Period. New paragraph. On 3/2/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Miller. Period. He noted the petitioner was a patient of Dr. Pollard with a history of pacemaker, complaining of left shoulder pain. Apparently he had seen Dr. Pollard for this, but the patient was not happy with his care, so he was here today for evaluation. Apparently he claimed the pain began in September 2019 when he was moving a bed and felt pain in his shoulder. Apparently there was no major injury or trauma to his shoulder. Apparently he saw his cardiologist to make sure it was not his pacemaker, and he was told it was functioning normally. Apparently Dr. Pollard gave him one injection on 10/25/19 without relief. But he also had physical therapy without relief. But he was doing home exercises, but his pain continued. Period. Dr. Miller performed a corticosteroid injection to the left shoulder with a diagnosis of adhesive capsulitis. Period. Outside x-rays included a CAT scan of the shoulder. From 10/21/19, period. There was a partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon, period. He also had plain x-rays that showed a normal appearance of the left shoulder with overlying pacemaker. Pretty was then referred for a course of physical therapy, period. New paragraph, Dr. Pollard had him undergo x-rays of the left shoulder on 10/4/19 that were read as normal with the overlying pacemaker. But he also was seen on 12/17/19 by his family medicine specialist named Dr. Nurse Practitioner Boxer-Goldfarb, G-O-L-D-F-A-R-B. Pretty complained of left shoulder pain, for which he was using Voltaren gel. Pretty also had a skin lesion on his left arm, comma, lipoma on his face, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, hyperlipidemia. Pretty was here as a new patient to be established as his primary care physician named Dr. Patel was no longer part of his insurance network. Pretty complained of left shoulder pain that started in September. Pretty thinks it began after moving something at home. Period, and underline that. He then had seen cardiology. Pretty was also seen by orthopedics and had physical therapy and an injection that were not effective. Period. This morning he lifted a Christmas tree and his left arm gave out. Period, his pain level was 10/10. Period. He returned to Ms. Boxer Goldfarb on 3/25/20 via telephone. Period. His lipoma had been removed from his forehead in February and he was told it was benign. Period. He had not been back to work, saying the orthopedist referred him to another orthopedic specialist who he saw and recommended physical therapy, but he was told there was nothing else that could be done, although surgery was recommended. Period. He followed up in this group on the dates described, running through 5/19/21, period. At that juncture, this was done via telemedicine, period. He reported the previous day he underwent a CAT scan of his neck at the referral of Dr. Clements. Period, they told him it was a pinched nerve, but he needs a cortisone shot. That was scheduled for 6/16/21, period. New paragraph, Mr. Fuqua had continued to see Dr. Miller on 6/15/20, period. They finally got an MRI and it had significant sized partial thickness cuff tear as well as a large subacromial effusion. Period. The petitioner was insistent about proceeding with surgery. Period. However, he needed sleep studies and other clearance before getting him onto the OR schedule. Period. On 8/13/20, Dr. Miller performed arthroscopy, comma, acromioplasty, comma, arthroscopic biceps tenodesis, and 2 tower rotator cuff repair. Period, he had a sling postoperatively and also continued to see his other specialists. Period. He also complained of neck pain. Period. He had undergone a CAT scan of the neck on 3/17/21 that demonstrated multi-level spondylotic changes worse at C3-4, where there was moderate to severe left-sided neuroforaminal stenosis, secondary to uncovertebral joint and facet hypertrophy. There was limited evaluation of the spinal canal contents below the C5 level, but there was no acute cervical spine fracture. Period. Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, on this visit of 5/18/22, gave him a cortisone injection to the left shoulder and prescribed Medrol and Xanaflax for the degenerative disc disease in the cervical spine. Period. Underline this, we actually do have the report of this CAT scan. New paragraph. On 12/7/20, Dr. Miller told him most patients take about 6 months to get back to work, but he was to return in 2 months to see how he was doing, at which time he anticipated the petitioner would be returning to work. Period. And underline this, it is clear the petitioner had other traumatic precipitating activities for his symptoms, including lifting a Christmas tree at home, etc. Period. Similarly, he also had the pacemaker implantation that left him with residual localized symptoms. Period. At postoperative follow-up, Dr. Cohen on 11/12/21, he stressed the importance of beginning physical therapy. Period. He had chronic neck pain and restricted motion there. Period. He was then begun on the aforementioned medications. Period 5/18/22 diagnoses included degenerative disc disease, cervicalgia, myalgia, left shoulder joint pain. Period X-rays of the shoulder demonstrated no acute fractures or significant degenerative changes, but there was mild AC joint arthritis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, making it difficult to carry out reliable measurements of arm circumferences. Period. There was a keloid-type scar in the left anterior chest wall, consistent with his pacemaker. Period. He had other associated scars that he attributed to a bee sting. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was limited to 30 degrees of adduction and flexion, 70 degrees of abduction, 15 degrees of extension, and 60 degrees of external rotation. Period. Internal rotation was full to 90 degrees. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to the buttocks level, on the left to the hip level, both of which are suboptimal. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted left hand grasp, elbow extension, shoulder abduction, and external rotation, but were otherwise 5/5. He would not participate in provocative maneuvers about the shoulders. Period, spine, cervical. Active flexion was 10 degrees, extension 5 degrees, bilateral rotation 25 degrees, side bending right 10 degrees and left 0 degrees. Period, when distracted, he had markedly improved range of motion. Here. Period, thoracic normal impressions. Keenan Fuqua alleges to have injured his left shoulder at work on 9/11/19. There have been some discrepancies in the date this may have taken place and whether, in fact, there was an injury sustained at work. Period. He, around that time, was seeing his cardiologist. Period. On 9/25/18, he already had left shoulder pain after implantation of his pacemaker. Period. This persisted over the ensuing months. Period. He eventually had treatment focused on the left shoulder proper. Period. X-rays were done on 10/4/19. Period. He was seen by nurse practitioner Boxer Goldfarb. Period. Cervical spine MRI was done on 3/17/21 to be inserted. Period. He eventually underwent surgery on the left shoulder by Dr. Cohen, followed by rehabilitation, with which he does not appear to have been particularly compliant. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found Mr. Fuqua to be morbidly obese and deconditioned. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the left shoulder in nearly all spheres. Period. There was mild weakness in the left upper extremity. Period. He would not cooperate with provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. Period. He had markedly variable mobility about the cervical spine. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left shoulder regardless of cause. Period. And that is the end.